the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless. Running down the truth every day is what we do here. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Michigan is going nuts. Really. Bumper crop of acorns, pine cones, black walnuts will tell you why. Number two, Northern Michigan facing a shortage of 911 dispatchers. And we'll tell you why that is. And number three, Michigan's interim top doctor says no plans for a broad mask mandate in schools. No plan at all. Michigan's interim top doctor, Natasha Bagdasarian, appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer after Dr. Joni Khaldun stepped down at the beginning of October. The governor says they're conducting a nationwide search for someone to resume the role permanently. Cases rising in Michigan. Dr. Bagdasarian says that the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is closely monitoring the data, but doesn't intend to make any big changes right now. Listen to this. Here's what she said.
At this point, we have no plans for a broad epidemic order. We have encouraged schools to enact smart mask policies, and we continue to do so. We're continuing to recommend the same guidance that the CDC is recommending, and that involves masking in indoor places, especially in places like schools.
Yeah. So there you have that. Let me share something with you here. That is unsettling. Unsettling, to say the least. A University of Georgia student has died of COVID-19. All right? Fully vaccinated, 21-year-old University of Georgia student dead from COVID complications and pneumonia. Unlike most unvaccinated younger people who die, he was not morbidly obese. In fact, he was the exact opposite. He was a personal trainer, 21 years of age. Sean Kuhn, a senior majoring in exercise and sports science at the University of Georgia, died October the 11th after battling COVID-19-based pneumonia for 6 weeks. Kuhn worked as a certified personal trainer at the UGA Ramsey Student Center, worked at Chick-fil-A, where he began as a server, quickly rose to team leader. His aim was to become a certified physical therapist. Charlotte Brooke Kuhn, his older sister, said he was fully vaccinated. How is that possible? Right? How is that? That's not supposed to happen. Fully vaccinated, deceased at 21. Not obese, not heavy, in fact, quite the opposite. I bring you this story because it's damn concerning is what it is. That a fully vaccinated student, 21 and in perfect health, would die. So, what is true? I don't know what is true anymore about any of these things. I don't know what's true about the vaccines. I don't know what's true about the virus. I don't know what's right and wrong, and none of us do. If you think you do, I think you're probably convincing yourself of things that you don't know. One PhD warns that at least 150,000 Americans have died from COVID vaccines so far. From the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, Dr. Jessica Rose, PhD, a computational biologist, molecular biologist, and immunologist, says she has arrived at the conclusion that 150,000 people have died from the COVID-19 vaccines through the end of August. Based on statistics, anaphylaxis events gathered from the Massachusetts General Hospital to compute a 41 times underreporting factor for serious adverse events associated with the flu shots, the Wuhan flu shots. This means that many more people are dying from the injections than the officials are actually admitting to. The estimates validated multiple independent ways, says Rose. There's an event entitled Cause of Death After COVID-19 Vaccinations, ended up being a real eye-opener in the so-called vaccines that was discovered are leaving behind various non-biological components in the blood of vaccinated people. And again, this is just one article. Don't know what to make of that. So we'll see what happens going forward. But this kid from Georgia, this bothers me. This is greatly concerning. And meanwhile, here in Michigan, no mask mandates on the way. The CDC says cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are decreasing across the country. But in Michigan, they're rising again. 11.2% positivity rate. Right now, last week it was 10.3%. Cold weather drives people indoors, and you see spread. It also depends on when kids went back to school. So states where schools went to, when and kids went back to school, earlier surges. Right now, we'll just see what happens there. And if you have an emergency in northern Michigan, good luck with that, because there's a shortage of 911 operators to answer the phone. 100 open positions in Michigan for 911 dispatch operators. It's a huge problem. Prior to all the growth in the technology and everything that we have now, it's pretty heavy-duty tech that has to be worked on, which is great that we have so many ways to do all of this. But if you can't find the people and help them, it's a lot. So this comes from Charlevoix, Sheboygan, Emmett Dispatch Executive Director Pam Woodbury. And so if you're not technologically inclined, it could be quite overwhelming. There are days in Benzie County when there's one person grabbing the 911 lines. One. They're excellent, but even an excellent person can be overwhelmed with just two phones ringing at the same time and then both being emergencies and people needing assistance. So they have to rethink this. This is, by the way, coming from Up North Live. Up North Live. Good work there. And by the way, just kind of an aside to all that, kind of fun. Michigan has a big bumper crop of acorns, pine cones, black walnuts, all that stuff. Big bumper crop. Mm-hmm. Great year to be a squirrel in Michigan. What squirrel? Trees across the state, bumper crop, acorns, walnuts, cones. It's called seed mast. According to Michigan State University, 2021 proving to be a mast year for many nuts and cone-producing trees, including oaks and black walnuts, conifers, spruces, firs, Douglas firs. Mast years are uncommon but not rare. Uncommon but not rare. Takes the right alignment of three factors, he says. Last year's weather when trees and flowers, buds form. This year's weather when those flowers are in bloom. And timing, a heavy mast year. They alternate with light years, so it's a big deal. Big So hunt the acorns, deer hunters. Hunt the acorns. Lots of acorns. That'll mean the deer will be there on the acorns. Quick breakdown. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Love October, don't you? I'll be right back.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a
bear sighting?
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.